From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Cal State and UC students and faculty are calling for more funding for higher education. As Aditi Bunlamudi reports in Sacramento, they're getting more funding, just not as much as they asked for.
State budget talks are well underway at the Capitol. The state has a nearly $9 billion surplus. State Senator Ben Allen, along with other assemblymen, urged their colleagues to spend more of that on higher education.
There's a lot of different folks here in the building who are concerned about various aspects of the budget. But I think ultimately the case is so strong, and we've been so underinvesting in public higher education for so long.
They're asking for about $200 million in additional state funding. Last Friday, Governor Jerry Brown announced his May revised budget proposal, and it included an increase for the UC and CSU systems. But that increase came more to the tune of $91 million.
On top of that, he is also proposed to provide an additional $100 million to address some of their backlog in deferred maintenance and infrastructure work that needs to be done.
That's H.D. Palmer with the Department of Finance. Back in January, Governor Brown said he felt the UC and the CSU don't do enough to keep their budgets under control. In Sacramento, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra announced Wednesday he's filing extortion, money laundering, and identity theft charges against four people behind the website mugshots.com. The site mines law enforcement websites to collect names, booking photos, and charges, and then publishes that information online without a person's consent. Once people request it to be taken down, they're routed to a second website that charges a fee. Becerra says as the internet has grown, so have the number of schemes to make money.
Oftentimes, they're making a buck off of your misery. We are going to try to do everything we can to protect people's privacy and to let people know that they can't go overboard when it comes to the use of the internet.
Becerra says mugshots.com does not remove information, even if the charges are dismissed or if it was a case of mistaken identity. He says over a three-year period, 175 people with California mailing addresses have paid more than $64,000 to get their information removed from the website. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.